So it's Luke chapter 23, beginning at verse 44. It was now about the sixth hour, and darkness came over the whole land until the ninth hour. For the sun stopped shining, and the curtain of the temple was torn in two. Jesus called out with a loud voice, "Father, into your hands I commit my spirit." When he had said this, he breathed his last. The centurion, seeing what had happened, praised God and said, "Surely this was a righteous man." When all the people who had gathered to witness this sight saw what took place, they beat their breasts and went away. But that all those who knew him, including the women who had followed him from Galilee, stood at a distance watching these things. Now there was a man named Joseph, a member of the council, a good and upright man who had not consented to their decision and action. He came from the Judean town of Arimathea, and he was waiting for the kingdom of God. Going to Pilate, he asked for Jesus' body. Then he took it down, wrapped it in linen cloth, and placed it in a tomb cut in the rock, one in which no one had yet been laid. It was preparation day, and the Sabbath was about to begin.
Thank you very much, Mary. Well, if you've been at Holiday Club this week, you would know we've been learning all week that Jesus is king. He's the king that really lived. He's not a make-believe king. You see, Christians believe that Jesus was a man from history. He really lived and he really died. And big deal, you say. So what if Jesus really lived and really died? I mean, that's what everyone does, isn't it? But here's the thing. Christians believe that Jesus didn't stay dead. We believe he came alive again, and he's still alive today. Now, lots of people think that's absolutely bonkers. Dead people don't come alive. It's all a big fairy story. To which I want to say, it might seem bonkers, but it's not a fairy story. It's a true story. And this morning, we're going to hear some evidence from the courtroom based on true stories from Luke's gospel to show that Jesus didn't stay dead. He came alive again. And here's the first thing I want us to see.
Can we all see this?
Jesus really did die on a cross. Jesus really did die on a cross. And to support this claim, I'm going to call my first witness. Here he comes. Doesn't he look amazing? And he's just going to stand behind the other microphone in front of him.
Very good.
Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Please, could you tell the court what your name and job is?
My name is Roman. I'm a centurion soldier. I was responsible for executing the man they called Jesus.
Now, some people say that Jesus didn't really die on the cross. He may have sort of fainted. And when they took his body off the cross, they put it in the tomb, and then he sort of woke up again and disappeared off somewhere. What do you have to say about that?
Ridiculous, ridiculous.
Why is that so ridiculous? That seems fairly sensible to me.
I'm a soldier. My job is to kill people. I was responsible for sentencing Jesus to death and making sure he was dead. When I'm asked to do my job, I do my job properly.
I see. Is there anything else you'd like to tell the court?
Yes, I knew that this Jesus was important. they were calling him the King of the Jews. My boss didn't want me making any mistakes, and I was going to make sure I didn't, so I didn't. Jesus was dead as a dodo, of that I was sure.
Thank you very much, that's all. That was the Roman centurion. As far as he was concerned, Jesus was as dead as a dodo. He really did die on the cross. And after he died on the cross, his body was put in a tomb, which is a cave. After he died on the cross, his body was put in a tomb. That's like a cave in the ground. And to support this, I'm going to call my second witness. Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Please, could you tell us your name and your job?
My name is Joseph, and I'm a religious leader.
And can you tell the court what happened that afternoon?
Of course. Well, when I heard my friend Jesus had died, I went to the Roman leader Pilate, and I asked for his body. And Pilate agreed to this. So my servants, they took Jesus' body, and they wrapped it in linen cloth after taking it down from the cross. And once it was wrapped up, we put his body in our family tomb. And we rolled a massive, massive stone across this tomb, sealed him inside.
Do you think it's possible that Jesus didn't die on the cross and he woke up later in the tomb and it sort of escaped somewhere?
Absolutely not.
Why?
Well, I was there when his body was taken down from the cross, and I could see he was dead. And even if he wasn't dead when we took him down, which he was, wrapping him up in all this linen, like a mummy, I mean, he couldn't breathe. And putting him in the tomb for 3 days, no water, you know, there's no way he was living after that sort of experience.
No. So he was definitely dead.
D-E-A-D, dead.
Thank you very much. So there we have it. The evidence shows Jesus really did die on the cross. He was dead, and his dead body was put in a tomb. But that's not the end of the story, because we still need to find out what actually happened to Jesus' body. Because if Jesus had stayed dead, then he's not a king worth following. If he'd stayed dead, he's not a king worth following. And we're going to find out a little bit more after our next reading and song.
The next part of our story from Luke's gospel is just continuing from where we stopped. So we're still on page 746, picking up again from chapter 23, verse 55. The women who had come with Jesus from Galilee followed Joseph and saw the tomb and how his body was laid in it. Then they went home and prepared spices and perfumes, but they rested on the Sabbath in obedience to the commandment. On the first day of the week, very early in the morning, the women took the spices they had prepared and went to the tomb. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb. But when they entered, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were wondering about this, suddenly two men in clothes that gleamed like lightning stood beside them. In their fright, the women bowed down with their faces to the ground. But the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He's not here. He has risen. Remember how he told you while he was still with you in Galilee. The Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men, be crucified, and on the third day be raised again." Then they remembered his words. When they came back from the tomb, they told all these things to the 11 and to all the others. It was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary the mother of James, and the others with them who told this to the apostles.
We've heard that Jesus really did die on the cross. and that his dead body was put in a tomb. What we have to find out next is what happened to his body in that tomb. And for that, I'd like to call my next witness. Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? And please, can I have your name?
My name is Mary Magdalene.
And are you a friend of Jesus?
Yes.
Please, can you tell the court what you saw?
I was right there with the others when Jesus, when he died.
You mean you saw Jesus die on the cross?
Yes.
And what happened after that?
Well, we had seen Joseph wrap up Jesus' body and put it in his tomb. It seemed so final. A little bit later, we decided to go back to the tomb to cover Jesus' body in spices to stop it smelling.
Could you tell us some more about that?
It was very early in the morning, but when we got to the tomb, the stone had been rolled away. We weren't sure what was going on.
But you still went into the tomb?
Yes. And it was empty. Jesus' body wasn't there.
Now, are you sure you didn't make a mistake? Perhaps you went to the wrong tomb, a tomb where his body hadn't been put?
Never. We saw with our own eyes where they'd put Jesus' body before. We were in the right tomb, but Jesus' body just wasn't there.
Is there anything else you saw?
Yes. There were two men there, and they said to us, "We know you're looking for Jesus. He's not dead anymore. He's alive." And then...
Yes?
Then the men reminded us that Jesus had once promised us that he would die and come to life again. Of course, we didn't know what he was talking about. Everyone knows that dead people do not come alive.
But as far as you're aware, Jesus' body wasn't in the tomb.
No, sir. There were no bodies in that tomb.
Thank you very much. So there we have it. Jesus died on the cross. His body went into the tomb. And then a few hours later, the tomb was empty. So that leaves us with a really big question, doesn't it?
If I could balance it.
Here's the question. What on earth happened to Jesus' body? What on earth happened to Jesus' body? And we're going to find out about that in the final part of our talk after the next reading.
The final reading from Luke's Gospel is a bit further on in chapter 24. So we're going to start reading at chapter 24, verse 36, which is on page 747 in the Bibles. While they were still talking about this, Jesus himself stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." They were startled and frightened, thinking they saw a ghost. He said to them, "Why are you troubled? And why do doubts rise in your minds? Look at my hands and my feet. It is I myself. Touch me and see. A ghost does not have flesh and bones, as you see I have." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and feet. And while they still did not believe it because of joy and amazement, he asked them, "Do you have anything here to eat?" They gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it and ate it in their presence.
Jesus died on the cross, his body was put in a tomb, a few hours later the tomb was empty, and so we're all asking, what on earth happened to his body? And I'd like to call my final witness. Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
And please, can you confirm your name?
My name is Peter. I'm a friend and follower of Jesus.
Now, we've heard that Jesus died on the cross. We heard that the tomb was empty. But just because the tomb was empty, that doesn't prove anything about Jesus rising again.
I agree. When Mary told me the tomb was empty, I didn't believe her. But then I saw the empty tomb myself. She was right. I still didn't believe Jesus was alive.
So what changed your mind?
I saw him.
Could you tell us more?
I was with Jesus' other friends, talking about what happened. Then all of a sudden, there he was, Jesus, standing right in front of us.
And how did you react when you saw him?
We couldn't believe our eyes.
Now, some people say it was all just a dream that you saw him. What do you say to that?
Well, that's exactly what we thought. We all knew dead people don't come alive. But then he showed us his hands. He was as real as you or me. This wasn't a dream. He even asked for some food. And there, right in front of us, he ate some bread and fish. He was really there. He was really alive.
Thank you very much. There we have it. Jesus died on a cross. His dead body was put in a tomb. A few hours later, the tomb was empty. And Jesus was seen alive. Not just by one man, not just by some people, but by hundreds and hundreds of people. There we have it. The risen Jesus was seen by lots and lots of witnesses. Which means it's not just a fairy story, it's a true story. Now, if Jesus had stayed dead, we'd be crazy to follow him. We'd be wasting our time. Why would you follow someone who was dead? But he didn't stay dead. He's the king who came back to life, who defeated death. And he's still alive today. Now, hands up here if you've heard of Usain Bolt. I think we've all heard of Usain Bolt. He's the Olympic champion, the world record holder. He's done the triple-triple. He's the king of sprinting. So when he speaks, we listen. Well, Jesus is God's king. He's the champion of champions. He's so powerful, he even defeated death. So when he speaks, we'd be crazy not to listen. When he calls us to follow him, we'd be crazy not to say yes. I'm going to say a short prayer now. Father God, we thank you for Jesus, that he died, was put in the tomb, and came alive again to be seen by many witnesses. Thank you that he is our King, and he's alive today, calling us to follow him. Amen.